News. I'm Jim Bertel. Rwanda briefly closed its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday as health officials struggle to contain an Ebola outbreak that has now killed more than 1,800 people. Witnesses told VOA that authorities prevented most people from crossing for several hours after the Ebola virus was detected in Goma. At a news conference, Dr. Margaret Harris with the World Health Organization says closing borders only serves to frighten people and make it more difficult to contain an Ebola outbreak.
If you start making people terrified, you close things down, they run away, they hide, and they spread disease.
Rwanda's Ministry of Health denied the border was ever closed, and by Thursday afternoon, people were crossing between the two countries again. The second night of Democratic presidential debates on CNN saw former Vice President Joe Biden facing blistering attacks from his rivals. VOA's Jim Malone explains.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
For more on the candidates and the U.S. presidential race, please go to voanews.com. U.S. stocks are up slightly in afternoon trading. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed Thursday in aerial attacks on a military parade in the Yemeni port city of Aden.